Shalom Uvrecha to all. Welcome back to Tawadi Mechav Torah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Micha Horowitz, and today we will be studying Dev Torah for Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Wow. Chag Kosher V'Sameach to all. So what is Dev Torah for Shabbos Chol HaMoed? It comes from Sefer Yecheskel, Perek Lamed Zayin, Psukim Aleph through Yodalet. It is a very, very famous Nevuah of Yecheskel. It is called the Vision of the Dry Bones. Before I go into the Pesukim with the translation and explanation, I actually want to quote a number of introductions from a few different sources to give us an overview of what we will be studying. We will begin with Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, Zichrono Levracha, and he says as follows: the famous vision of the dry bones shown by God to Yecheskel in the aftermath of the destruction of Jerusalem has earned a place of prominence in the popular consciousness as a powerfully moving allegory for salvation and deliverance. Is it Chag HaPasach, the Yom Tov of salvation and deliverance? Chag HaPasach has four names: Chag HaPasach, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaAviv, and Zman Cheiroseinu, salvation and deliverance. And it is this Nevuah that has earned a prominent place in the popular consciousness of the nation. It is a powerful allegory for salvation and deliverance. Rabbi Sacks continues, the image of God opening up the graves of the people of Israel, resurrecting them, clothing them in flesh and sinew, and breathing the spirit of life back into them, echoes the themes of hope and redemption that are the primary focus of Chag HaPesach, the culmination of the vision, the divine promise to bring the great resurrected host and replant them in the soil of Israel, inspires us today with hope for a future end to the exile and a complete restoration, just as the Israelites were saved from Egypt and eventually brought to the promised land so many years ago. Yecheskel's vision gives us hope for our peaceful and complete return with the ultimate redemption to the land of Israel. The Steinsaltz Nevi'im notes, this vision is one of the most renowned and dramatic prophecies in the entire Bible. The symbolism of the vision relates primarily to the revival of the Jewish nation. Israel is scattered in exile. It appears as though all that remains of Am Yisrael is bones. The prophet proclaims, even for dry bones, there is hope to live again. The nation will recover from destruction. The nation will be redeemed from crises. The nation will return to its land. The Art Scroll Stone Edition commentary to the Haftorah for Shabbos Chol HaMoed. The Haftorah is the story of Yecheskel's revival of the dry bones that lay lifeless in the valley. Each introduction that I'm sharing with you, yes, there are some overlap, but it each brings out a different nekuda, which is why I chose to share multiple introductions. The Haftorah is the story of Yecheskel's revival of the dry bones that lay lifeless in the valley. Although there is one opinion in the Gemara and Maseches Sanhedrin that this was a parable that Yecheskel was shown in prophetic vision. So according to this opinion, it did not actually happen in Yecheskel's time. He saw this in a prophecy. However, the general thrust of the Talmud and several Midrashim is that the miracle of the revival of these dry bones actually took place. The commentators give various reasons why this was chosen for the Haftorah during Chag HaPesach. First opinion, according to Rashi, the bones were actually the 200,000 members of the tribe of Ephraim, who left Egypt prematurely. They wanted to bring the cates before I came. They were slain by the Pelishtim. Thus, their resurrection was actually a culmination of the Yetziat Mitzrayim. Since the tribe of Ephraim, so many of their members tried to send prematurely before the actual Geula and Cates, they were slain by the Pelishtim. At this time when they are resurrected, is as if now the Geula is completed for all of Am Yisrael. Another opinion from Rav Hai Gaon, there's a tradition that Tchias HaMesim will take place on Pesach, so that this early occurrence of the same miracle, Bizman Yecheskel, is appropriate for Chag HaPesach. And finally, according to the Kuzari, the reason God performed this miracle through Yecheskel was to give strength and encouragement to Israel, which had just endured a bitter exile and the destruction of Beit Rishon. By seeing how the dry bones came to life, the people would realize they too should not lose hope for their eventual redemption and for their new life. The Steinsaltz Nevi'im also touches upon that idea as well. Then he also quotes, there are various opinions with regard to the origin of the bones. Some say they were ancient bones that actually preceded the Exodus from Egypt. Very interesting. Others say they were the remains of the tribe of the members of Ephraim, who according to tradition took initiative to go to the land of Israel prematurely, but the Plishtim killed them. Thirdly, they may have been the bones of those killed in the Valley of Dura by Nebuchadnezzar. So again, there's different opinions, and there's also different opinions as to whether it actually happened or whether it was a prophecy of what would happen in the future. Did it actually happen, Bisman Yechezkel? Is it something he witnessed or something he prophesied about the future? But any which way you look at it, and we're going to go to the Pesukim now, it is such a hopeful message. As Klal Yisrael today is dispersed and scattered across the four corners of earth. I will tell you, when I was preparing, it's very interesting. I feel that it's too complex to go into and to quote, but in the Hirsch Haftorahs, based on the teachings and interpretive method of Rav Sham Shon Fall Hirsch by his eldest son, Dr. Mendel Hirsch, he gives a beautiful idea, and that is that these bones represent the spiritual death of Klal Yisrael throughout the exile. That because of the travails of exile, Am Yisrael loses its connection to Torah and to mitzvot. And that is also a form of death. But ultimately, Yechezkel sees a restoration of the Ruach. Klal Yisrael will always come back to Torah. Okay, here we go. Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, in the book of Yechezkel. That introduction took longer than I wanted. Okay, ready? Haisa Allah Yad Hashem, Vayotzi Eni Beruach Hashem, Vayanichini Besocha Bika, Vihi Malaya Atzamos. Wow, Yechezkel says, upon me was the hand of God, and he took me out by the spirit of the wind of God, and he rested me in the valley, and it was full of bones. Vahavirani Aleim Saviv Saviv. Vihine rabos me'od al pnei habika, vihine yaveshos me'od. And God passed me over these bones, around and around. And behold, there were so many rabos me'od over the face of the valley. The yaveshos me'od. And I think that the Navi is stressing the word me'od two times to teach us the great magnitude of this miracle. Klal Yisrael today is scattered across the bika, across the valley of Exa, to the four corners of the earth. We are, Rachmana Litzlan, hunted and hounded physically by the nations of the world. Spiritually, like the Hirsch of Torah says, so many of Am Yisrael are lost and forsaken and forgotten. Torah, Rabos Me'od, Yaveshos Me'od, in exile. Klal Yisrael seems to be so scattered and so dried up. Pasuk Gimel, Vayomer Elai, Ben Adam, Hasichiyana Ha'atzamos Eila. And God said, the Son of Man, can you bring to life these dry bones? Are they going to live again? Vayomer Hashem Elokim Atayadata. And I said, I don't know. I am immortal. You, Hashem, know if they will live again. Vayomer Elai, Hinaveel Ha'atzamos Eila. And Hashem said, it is you who will prophesy about these bones, and you should say to these bones, Atzamos Hayavesho Shimud Varashem, you dried out bones, listen to the word of God. What's so beautiful here is if you go with the Hirsch approach, that is calling out to all Jews who are far away from Torah, who are spiritually dried up, which today is the vast majority of Klal Yisrael, Hashem Yirachem Aleinu. We need to call to them in whatever way we can, and we need to say, dry bones, listen to the beauty, Shimud Varashem. Pasuk Hey, Ko Amar Hashem Elokim Latzamos Eila. So says God Elokim to these bones. Hine ani mevi bechem ruach v'chiyis. And behold, I will bring into you spirit, and you shall live. V'nasati aleichem gidim. I will put upon you sinews. V'aleisi aleichem basar. I will bring flesh upon you. V'karamti aleichem or. I will give skin to you once again. V'nasati bechem ruach. And then I will give you the spirit of life. V'chiyisim, and you will live. And when you live, you will know that I am the Lord. And Yechezkel says, I gave a prophecy like I was commanded by he called Kihinavi. There was, as I was prophesying, there was a sound. There was a noise. And all of a sudden, all these bones that were scattered over the face of the valley, I heard a great noise. And all of a sudden, bone came close to bone. And I saw that now, all of a sudden, they had sinews, they had flesh, there was skin upon them once again, but there was not yet the spirit of life in them. So it was like a body without a soul. And Hashem said to me, Hinave al haruach, prophesy now to the spirit. Hinave ben Adam, prophesy the son of man. Va'amar to al haruach, and you, Yechezkel, should say to the spirit, Ko amar Hashem Elokim, me'ar baruchos bo'i haruach. So says Hashem Elokim, from the four corners of the earth, from the four directions of the wind, bo'i haruach, come, wind, come, spirit, ufichi, baharugim ha'ela v'yichu, blow into these who have been slain, and they will live. When we go to Eretz Yisrael, we try to visit, pay our respects at the Kfarim and HaHertzel. If you have ever been, very often either family or friends at the Kfarim want to speak about their lavdon, the chayelim, shanaflu, v'nehargu, al-kiddush Hashem. And if you stand there and you look, saviv, saviv, all around, v'hine rabos ma'od, there are so many kfarim of fallen chayelim who paid the ultimate price for our land, al-pnei ha-bika, over the face of the hill, v'hine yaveshos ma'od. And it seems to us that they're so dried up. And yet Hashem says to the four corners of the earth, come, spirit. Ufechi baharugim ha'ela v'yichiyu. Blow life into these who are deceased and they will live. B'chayalim, who come from the Arba Ruchos. So many chayalim bodeid, so many native sabras, so many olim, French speakers, English speakers. Go, go, rechman al-tzan, it's enough. We'll meet people from all over the earth. We met a father from Netherlands. I met a mother from France, a mother from America, a native Israeli. And in the ultimate end of days, we are promised that Am Yisrael will live again. And spirit will be blown into those who are dead. It's so hard for us to envision and understand how this will happen. But just like maybe they never thought, how would the Yitziat Mitzrayim happen? And it happened. Yechezkel gives us the prophecy of what will happen in the end of days. Pasuk Yud, V'hina besi kasher tzivani, I prophesied as he commanded me, V'tavo b'hem haruach, and the spirit of life came into them. V'yichyu, and they lived. V'yamdu haragleim, chayol gadol me'od me'od. Whoo! And they stood upon their feet, chayal, chayal gadol, I'm not making this up, me'od me'od. All of a sudden, that valley, that hill, of so many bones that are so dried up, stood upon their feet. Chayil gadol. Look at the pasuk. Lamed zayin yud. A great army. Ma'od, ma'od. Vayomer elai ben Adam. Pasuk yud aleph. And he said to me, the son of man, atzamos ha'eva kol beis Yisrael hima. These bones represent our long history, our destiny, our exiles, all of Israel throughout the epochs of all ages, Bechol Dor Vador, Amdim, Aleinu, Lechal Seder. We just said that at the Pesach Seder. Hine Ormim Yavshu Atzmoseinu, V'Adva Tikvatenu, Nigzarnu Lanu. And Beis Yisrael in exile says, we are all dried up. Our hope is lost. The decree of death has been decreed upon us. Amazing. Here it says, Avda tikvatinu. Klai Yisrael has so much despair and exile. Is the Geula ever going to come? Is Eliyahu Navi ever going to drink his fifth cup? Will the fifth promise, Ve'vesi Eschem el Arts, ever come to fruition of Geula? Will the enemies finally lay down their arms and their missiles and their ballistic missiles and their cluster warheads and their hate-filled propaganda and their vile rhetoric against Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael? Yavshu atzmoseinu. Hashem, we're dried up. Va'avda tikvatenu, Hashem, our hope is lost. Nigzarnu lanu. I'm sorry, I said the word wrong. Nigzarnu lanu. We have been cut off from the world. It's amazing that avda tikvatenu can become lo avda tikvatenu. Our hope is not lost. Atikva bat shnat apayim. Our hope of 2,000 years. Lachain hi nave v'amarta lehem. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, Ko amar Hashem Elokim, hine ani posech es kivrosechem. Hashem says, you think your hope is lost, Klal Yisrael? You think you're lost? You think you've been cut off from the world? Hashem Elokim says, behold, I will open your graves, v'aleisi aschem mikivrosechem. Ami, I will bring you out from your graves, my nation. Veveisi eschem el admas Yisrael. I will return you once again to the land of Israel. Wow. If on Leila Seder we drink Arba Koso, can I get Arba Shona Ka'ula, Vod Seisi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vilakachti, Perg Vav Av Shemo, Psukim Vav through Zion. Then on Shabbos Cholamoid, we read the Torah that corresponds to the fifth cup. Koshal Eliyoh, Navi Zachur Latov, Yavov, Vigalenu. He will be the Mevasar, called Mevasar, Mevasar, Omer, Tatos, Mashiach is here. We will be returned to our land. And now with missiles, and now with wars with Lebanon, and now with Hamas, and now with Iran, Shem Hashem Yerkov, says Mishlei. With peace, with tranquility, with a Beit HaMikdash, with a kibbutz galios, with shalom, with the yediyah that Hashem is one, with the tchiyas amisim, whatever it means exactly, it's hard to understand. But we are infused with a hope on Shabbos Chol HaMoed of the ultimate redemption. While we celebrate the past redemption, Yitzhak and Gulat Mitzrayim, we look forward to the ultimate redemption. Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'yedatim ki Ani Hashem, you will know that I am Hashem. V'pischi es kivroseichem, when I open your graves, uva'alosi eschem mikivroseichem ami, and I bring you out from your graves, my nation. Pasuk Yud Dalet, v'nasati ruach bachem, we can reconcile all opinions. Physically, there will be a Tchias HaMesim, and spiritually, all our souls in Israel will come back to Hashem with the Ruach of Torah. V'nasati ruchi bechem, I will place my spirit within you. V'chiyisem, and you will live. V'inachti eschem al admaschem. I will bring you back, and I will set you upon your land. V'yedatim ki ani Hashem, you will know that I am Hashem. Dibarti, I spoke. V'asisi, and I acted and did, Ne'um Hashem, so says Hashem. The same Yecheskel, who we quote on the El Seder, in the Agadah Shal Pesach, Va'avar alayich, Ve'erech misbosasis b'damayich, Va'amarech b'damayich, Chayi b'damayich, Chayi. I passed over you, I saw you rolling in your blood. We're going to say that, in the Agadah. I said, in your blood you shall live, in your blood you shall live. Dam Karban Pesach, Dam Bris Milah. The same Yechezkel who tells us that as we struggle to maintain our physical foothold in this world, and spiritually, so many Jews are lost in Galus, and the end of days, Be'ezer Hashem, Yavovi Galenu Mashiach Tzidkenu, all the dry bones, the Jews who are physically not with us, and spiritually not with us, all of Am Yisrael will be revived once again. Ani Hashem, Dibarti V'asisi, Ne'um Hashem. Hashem promises, and thus, Be'ezer Hashem, it will be. Thank you so much, everybody. I know you're listening to this Erev Pasach. So I wish everyone a Chag Kasher, V'sameach, Kol Tov, all the best. Have a wonderful Yom Tov, and Be'ezer Hashem, Shabbat Shalom.